Hello, everyone. Bill Cromwell here, back with you on The Third Floor, our destination for a three-hour mix of choral, vocal, and instrumental classical music. Great show for you this week, with featured compositions from Johann Sebastian Bach, André Caplet, and coming up in about 15 minutes or so, James Whitborn's Luminosity, a work I've played in the past and bring to you again because it's just so good. We heard a track from the same recording a few weeks back, and I thought then that we need to revisit Luminosity, and so we shall. First up, the last work on another recording I've been featuring over the last month, which explores the genre of short mass. Gabriel Fauré's Mess Bus. It's lovely, it's charming, and if you're not familiar with the work, I know you'll enjoy it. We're going to hear La Maîtrise de Toulouse with William Whitehead organ, all conducted by Mark Opstadt. I'm Bill Cromwell, with you on The Third Floor for great classical music. Let's begin.
Thank you.
a delicate and lovely beginning to our time together on the third floor. Marc Opstad led La Maîtrise de Toulouse, with William Whitehead accompanying on the organ and music of Gabriel Fauré, his messe-basse. This next work for keyboard, I am going to leave a mystery for the moment. It's only about 4 minutes long. But I thought we'd have a little fun and see if you can guess who this composer is. I'm not going to say anything else about it. Let's just give it a listen, and then I'll fill you in afterward. And I'm doing this because I was fooled. Yara Tal and Andreas Grütheusen in a fugue in E minor, and that is sort of misleading because then it maybe confirms who you thought the composer was. And if it was just a casual listen and I hadn't said anything before the track, you might have just assumed it was Bach, which I thought it was. And if you listen a little more carefully, then you think, that doesn't sound old enough for Bach, not 18th century enough. And from there, I don't know what you might guess, but it's actually Franz Schubert and his fugue in E minor. Up next, the featured work in this first hour, Luminosity by James Whitborn, born in 1963. Luminosity is called a cantata meditation for double mixed chorus, viola, tempura, tam-tam, and organ, composed for choir and dancers, and composed specifically for the Westminster Choir College of Princeton, New Jersey. A common theme in art and music is love and the creative spirit. We heard evidence of that last week with the Mahler Eighth. And so it is again in this work from James Whitborn, Luminosity, with texts from diverse religious sources over the centuries. I'd love to see a performance with the dancers, but the music stands up brilliantly all by itself. I've played it on the third floor a few times in the past, so if you've heard it before, you'll enjoy it again. If this is your first time, you're in for a treat. We'll hear Andrew Kerr percussion, Stefan Jones tamora, Levine Andrida viola with Komotio, conducted by Matthew Berry. This comes in at about a half hour. Enjoy the journey. Luminosity from James Whitborn, once again making an appearance on the third floor. We heard Andrew Kerr percussion with Stefan Jones Tamara, Levine Andreda V, viola with Commodio, conducted by Matthew Berry. I'm Bill Cromwell. We are together on the third floor for great classical music and still so much more to go. English composer Carlo Martelli, born in 1935 and still with us, is next up on the third floor, making his debut on the program. Persiflage, literally banter, is a veritable tour de force for string orchestra that stretches every department to the limit before the music fades out like the acoustic equivalent of a snuffed-out candle. Those lines directly from the liner notes. I can't take credit for that. Music of Carlo Martelli now on the third floor. Thank you. Persiflage from Carlo Martelli, a little banter for string orchestra. We heard the Royal Ballet Sinfonia conducted by David Lloyd Jones. Time for a little Chopin before the end of this first hour of the program, and a waltz, Opus 70, number 1 in G flat. We'll hear Arthur Rubinstein. Music of Chopin to end our first hour together, his waltz, Opus 70, number 1 in G flat. Arthur Rubinstein at the keyboard there. Hope you can stay with me into the second hour. Music of Bach coming up, God So Loved the World, another cantata that I've been featuring cantatas, that is, in the second hour of the program, and also to kick things off, a tone poem from, symphonic poem from Sergei Rachmaninoff, The Isle of the Dead. This month, a goal of support from 100 listeners. Please go to the Third Floor website, classicalthirdfloor.org. That's classicalthirdfloor.org, and click the support button. PayPal will do the rest, as it has already done, for listeners who believe in the vision of the Third Floor, which is to bring an ever-expanding audience, a mix of classical music that encompasses choral, vocal, and instrumental works each and every week. Thanks to Mark in Oregon, listening on KMUN, and Kim and Kath in Massachusetts, listening via the Public Radio Exchange. The Third Floor, not just choral, not just vocal, not just instrumental, but the full spectrum of this timeless music, all in a three-hour package that you won't find anywhere else. Think about the work we just heard, James Whitborn's Luminosity, in the first hour. I'm Bill Cromwell, together with you on the Third Floor. See you in a few moments.